An unseasonably warm January day welcomed Charlie Luke to Salt Lake City's 6th District Council seat on the east side and Kyle LaMalfa to the 2nd District on the west side. It also welcomed back 4th District incumbent Councilman Luke Garrett and Mayor Ralph Becker to another 4 years in office. Garrett took his second oath of office to represent the downtown area on Tuesday and a moment to offer his thoughts on the decency he says can still be found in city government in an age of corruption and cynicism in national politics.
One of the reasons city politics has promise is that here at City Hall, we aren't divided by political parties. Elections are nonpartisan, so city council members aren't forced to wear their party identification on their sleeve. This lack of official partisanship might make all the difference.
Councilman LaMalfa says he's been working for years to give back to the community that has given so much to him.
There are those who compare the west side and the east side and see a lesser quality of city service, older infrastructure, and badly needed attention. I say those who seek equality with the east side are limiting themselves.
LaMalfa says the West Side has greater potential as a center of culture, industry, and community. He notes it can be improved by building on its proximity to downtown and ethnic diversity. Councilman Charlie Luke spoke about the pride he has in his family's role in building Salt Lake City, but he questions what the current generation is passing on to the future.
What can we do to strengthen Salt Lake City? My answer is to focus on our infrastructure, bolster our municipal services, improve our collaboration with other government entities, and continue the progressive effort to ensure equal representation for our residents and daily workforce.
Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker supported LaMalfa and Luke's defeated opponents during the November race. As he begins another term as the city's top executive, he says there may be differences of opinion on specific issues and even different views on the city's priorities.
But we've always been able to come together, and I don't expect that to change. With new council members, both Charlie Luke and Kyle LaMalfa come from a very strong community foundation, as do I and all of the other members of the council. So I'm confident that as we look at what we face and work together, we'll continue to make a lot of progress.
Becker said in his inauguration speech he'll be building on his previous term, defined by accessibility and sustainability, enabling residents and visitors to get around easily and access wilderness and recreation. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.